losing sleep because of your cat, part 6. Then, of course, their welcome first son came along, and our welcome visit happened soon afterwards, bringing to them gifts from home in New Zealand from their own parents. And all I remember from that visit is that famous line from our cousin's wife, "I'm just waiting for life to get back to normal." I have never forgotten her saying that, and I can still see in my mind's eye the entire scene as it unfolded. Those of us who are parents know exactly to what I am referring here. The same when you get a cat, only the cat would always be dependent on you and your schedule. You used to sleep in? Well, forget that in a hurry. Cats like to go outside to check out the perimeter early in the morning. They like to relieve themselves before their breakfast. They want breakfast at pretty much the same time every day. They like their sleep when they want it. Does this sound oddly familiar? I giggle every time I think about people who think that life will return to normal shortly. Not so with a cat. Keith used to get up to go to work at 4 a.m. every morning. Naturally, before he left, he fed Mottle. Mottle loved him. He bounded around him all hours of the day when they met up. No sleepiness involved with either of them. You have to understand my husband. He was brought up on a farm when things had to be done at a certain time. And no matter what hour of the day and no matter how physically tired he was, if he came in the door and his mother needed something doing, he would go back out in all weathers to keep her happy. Sleep in his life was a privilege, not something accepted as a standard in his life. And that is the end of part 6.